There we go. Woo, yeah, we're starting firing this thing up right now. I just gotta learn how to hit the buttons all at the same time and make shit work. But here we go. A little empty wagon action. Brad and Josh in the house. We're gonna finish off week five. Like one of those great movies. You know, finish a move, man. Finish him. Mortal Kombat style. And then we're gonna break down the Thursday night game. Is it really a game? We've had two good Thursdays in a row. I think we got spoiled.
Yeah, this game's not going to be good.
What do you mean it's not going to be good?
It's New England and Washington. Or New England and the Giants, excuse me.
Yeah.
It's not going to be good. It's not going to be good.
Yeah, and Evan Ingram probably isn't going to play. Saquon Barkley, not going to play. Sterling Shepard, not going to play. Wayne Gallman, not going to play.
Okay, this sounds like this is going to be good.
I know your wife's liking that New England defense. There's a reason why she didn't want to trade him.
I can't blame her.
But let's before we jump into that though, let's get into these last Sunday games.
Okay,
we'll start off with the best one here, the Broncos Chargers. So Melvin Gordon played.
He did.
And Austin Eckler caught 15 balls to make him fantasy relevant still.
Was it 15?
15. It tied a Chargers record.
As a running back?
No. Like any receptions in a game.
I know, but I'm saying like he did it as a running back. That's impressive.
Yep. So what's your outlook on this running back situation going forward? Are they both startable options?
No. Well, I think it just depends on your format. I think Eckler's going to be the guy in PPR. And Melvin Gordon, I think this is just still an easing in period for him, and he's going to get more work, and the Eckler workload will go down. I think Eckler's going to end up being less valuable. But maybe for the next week or two, Eckler's still going to be hot in PPR especially.
What if I told you Hunter Henry was going to play this week? Does that take all of Austin Eckler's value away?
No.
Okay. You don't think Hunter Henry coming back will affect it?
Is he coming back this week?
Well, he's not ruled out yet. He has not been officially ruled out for this week.
Oh, he's out.
Oh, I know. But as soon as he comes back, that gives them that other weapon that is going to take away from what they're using Austin Eckler as.
I think it's going to hurt some of his value, yeah, but I'm not too concerned. I mean, it was a game in which they had to use him a lot. Mike Williams was banged up. He was in and out of the game. But, I mean, they were down, and the Broncos did a pretty good job on defense of taking stuff away from him. So Phillip Rivers threw the ball 48 times. When Eckler catches half of those, that's pretty good for Eckler. It was bad for Keenan Allen, but he was blanketed all day. I think this was just more a situation of Keenan Allen not being able to get open, and Virgil Green is weak sauce. So.
Oh, yeah, Virgil Green's nothing. He's a blocking tight end.
Virgil.
Now, the Broncos side of the ball, though, Joe Flacco still being efficient, nothing you want for fantasy, but he's not killing the wide receivers there. Cortland Sutton balled out again. I mean, he only had four catches, but 90 yards and a touchdown. Really good. That long one really paid off for you. Emmanuel Sanders, are you starting to worry about Emmanuel Sanders, or was this just the Chargers saying, we're going to stop Emmanuel Sanders, and we're going to let the rest of this team do this?
Flacco's kind of leaning towards more of Cortland Sutton instead of relying on Emmanuel Sanders in recent weeks. I'm a little concerned, but I'm not ready to sit Emmanuel Sanders just yet.
Okay. And then Philip Lindsay.
He's a must start.
Must start. What about Royce Freeman? Are you still okay flexing Royce Freeman?
He is in 12-team, 14-team leagues, 16-team leagues, but in 10 teams, he's not really usable.
The problem with Royce Freeman is he has not gotten the end zone yet. That's really starting to worry me.
Yeah, they give the 5'8", 180-pound guy the goal line work.
Yeah, because he can sneak in.
Yeah, it's very concerning.
Like a thief in the night.
I think he's going to start getting some more work, especially after they start trading pieces. Because the Broncos are going to have to start embracing the rebuild here soon.
You really think they're gonna give up? You think Elway's gonna throw in the towel? Oh wait, Elway never throws in the towel.
I think he should look at it.
Okay.
I don't want to get rid of Von Miller. I love him, but
we had a game that really wasn't close at any time.
Ever.
But it was really good for fantasy.
It was great for fantasy.
Unless you're an Aaron Rodgers owner, then you're probably a little stressed out.
Yeah, that was the strangest part of this game. It was really kind of pedestrian, to be honest with you. They only threw for 238 yards, no touchdowns, because they got into the red zone, and then they just started feeding Aaron Jones. It's like they learned from that game a few weeks ago, and they just kept throwing it. So,
yeah,
Aaron Jones, 4 TDs, bud. 4. And then not to mention he led the team in receptions, too. 7 for 75 yards. Some of that was Davante Adams not being there, but, yeah. They weren't ever really in danger of losing this game, man.
Geronimo or MVS going forward? Have to pick one. It's hard.
I know MVS Geronimo got 6 targets. I know MVS is a more talented guy, but Aaron seems to have an affection for Geronimo. So I'm going to have to go Geronimo.
I think Geronimo. In PPR, you want to go Geronimo. In standard, I'm going MVS. And the reason I say this is MVS is running those deeper routes, those big play routes. And with the way this offense is going right now, if they're up, those routes aren't going to pan out for you in PPR. Because Aaron Rodgers isn't going to push the ball down the field. He's going to check down, continue to work the clock, and just slowly just take the life out of the other team.
Just suck it right out.
Now, Dak just – okay, actually, hold on. I gotta talk. Erica sent me a little tidbit to send you guys. He wanted to make sure this got said. Dak is a fraud. Dak is a fraud. That's what he wanted me to say.
He changed his team name to that.
Bet he wishes that $30 million was still on the table. Also, with that being said, did you hear what Jerry came out and said this week?
No.
For today?
No.
Oh, good old Jerry came out and said, if you're bet, you better not bet on Jason Garrett to get fired midseason, because if you do, you're going to lose your money.
Okay. Hey, he likes mediocrity. That's fine.
So Jason Garrett ain't going nowhere. But yeah, Dak Prescott stunk it up. But fantasy-wise, Dak Prescott was very serviceable still. He's throwing the ball. He's running just enough to give him a couple more points.
Yeah, he's taking a lot of work away from Zeke whenever they get down like this. All these interceptions are really hurting Zeke.
Yeah, Zeke got a touchdown, which is probably the only thing that helped you out there. He outscored Alvin Kamara, right?
He did. Barely. Yeah, it was another big day for Cooper. Cooper must-start wide receiver.
It was a career-high game for Amari Cooper.
But he's a must-start. He's a wide receiver one. I mean, Amari Cooper is clearly the guy. He's playing for a contract. I don't know about Dak, but Cooper is.
What about Michael Gallup?
I love Michael Gallup. I think that's a great move.
Is he a wide receiver too going forward? Michael Gallup, Calvin Ridley, rest of the year.
I'd say Gallup.
Ooh.
I've never been a big fan of Calvin Ridley.
I know, but I'm just trying to think of another guy. It's a second to a bigger receiver. Michael Gallup or Chris Godwin? Oh, sorry. Let me go Mike Evans, the second receiver in Tampa Bay.
I'll still go with Evans there. Thanks, Brad.
Listen to FSA. Hey, Josh, give us a little FSA drop because we got Heroes Villains coming out today, tomorrow, or actually today when you guys hear this.
Yeah, we got our Heroes and Villains and FSA. Good partner with us on that. They display it on their Facebook live feed every Wednesday at 8:30 Eastern time. So you guys are more than welcome to check that out. Go to Fantasy Sports Alliance on Facebook. And also you can go to their website, fsa-fr.com, and you can see how the league's doing. You can see that I clawed my way back up after starting 0-3. I'm 3-3 again. Good to go. So you guys can check that out. You can see that I'm going to be in the power rankings real soon. And yeah, man, I'm doing it with Jacoby Brissett and Phillip Rivers as my two quarterbacks. Yeah. Solid, bro.
Those aren't bad quarterbacks.
No, they're great. But I lost Ben Roethlisberger, and I'm clawed right back up in there.
Yeah. Anything else from this Cowboys game, though? Oh, never mind. So the Cowboys game, last thing I want to say is don't freak out about Zeke. Stick with Zeke. He is not going anywhere. Aaron Jones, I don't expect this to keep going. I know Josh won't agree, but if you want to sell high on Aaron Jones right now, I would sell high on Aaron Jones as fast as you could. Because once Jamal Williams comes back, they're going to go back to a timeshare. And you could probably get a lot for him right now.
You think so?
You could probably turn Aaron Jones into Saquon and a piece. I'm just saying, that Saquon might be freaking out.
What?
If Saquon's out again this week, in a redraft, not maybe. In a dynasty, but in a redraft, like, Aaron Jones had a few good weeks now, so starting to look up.
Things are starting to look up.
If you could turn Aaron Jones into Saquon Barkley straight up, would you do it, Josh?
Yes.
Yeah, you would trade him straight up for it, right? So, yeah. Exactly. That's what I'm saying right now. Maybe the Saquon Barkley owner is the Mike Evans owner. Get both those guys for Aaron Jones. Huh. Huh.
Oh. Oh.
I'm going to sell high on Aaron Jones. Because obviously, that point production is not going to happen again.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And what? Do you want to talk about Monday night?
Yeah, I'll talk about Monday night. It was wasn't great. Wasn't great. The Cleveland Browns played the San Francisco 49ers in San Francisco, and this was bad. This was real bad. We didn't talk about Sunday night's game yet, but we'll talk about Monday night game real quick. Baker Mayfield. So
oh,
his
I skipped Sunday night, didn't I?
It's okay. We'll talk about that in just a second.
That's more exciting anyway.
So Baker Mayfield would have had a higher QBR if he had taken the ball and spiked it every down. It would have been higher than what it was with him actually trying to throw it.
Have you been watching fantasy Twitter and Facebook go crazy? Because people were up by 2 points and they started Baker anyway, thinking – I'll just get some more points. And they lost.
Yeah.
People up by a point. Because he lost you 2 points in most formats. More if you were if interceptions were worth more.
I wasn't sold on him anyway. I said at the beginning of the season, I wasn't sold on him because he hadn't really done anything. And now he's kind of proving that. I'm not going to go as far as some people saying he's a one-read quarterback, but Odell is a better quarterback. He was even pulled at the end of the game and Garrett Gilbert came in. So
they didn't pull all the starters. Nick Chubb was still running.
Yeah, Nick Chubb had still a pretty decent game, 87 yards on the ground, one reception for 12 yards. But outside of that, it was Jarvis Landry. Jarvis Landry got more catches and yards, 4 for 75. He was the guy. Odell Beckham ran a couple sweeps for 15 yards. Right now, man, this team is a mess. You don't know who outside of Nick Chubb. I mean, no one's really reliable. I think Jarvis Landry is more reliable right now than OBJ.
Yeah. And, I mean, Odell was out there. He came out in the press conference. Was like, people were giving up, and I was out there trying to return punts still. He's getting upset.
Well, he went out there, tried to return a punt, and fumbled. So
he did. But
after he ran 15 yards in the wrong direction. So
he was trying to make – they were down by like 7 touchdowns by that time. Because good old Baker, he had to, you know, plant that flag in Ohio State. And Nick Bosa does not forget.
Nick Bosa wrecked him all night. At one point when Baker went down, I was like, just stay down, dude. I thought he was, too. I thought he
was
just
going to sit down. That's probably why they pulled him.
Because Nick Bosa wanted to murder him.
So you're dropping Baker?
Yeah, he's droppable. He's not even startable right now. And not even in two QB leagues. I wouldn't want anything to do with Baker. He's not consistent enough, man. I would rather have Jacoby Brissett, 100%.
Yeah.
Because he's playing well.
Then you go over to the 49ers side of the ball. Jimmy Garoppolo got 2 touchdowns. Didn't really do a lot, but he didn't have to. This running game was ridiculous. Matt Breida and Tevin Coleman just balled out of control.
Yeah, Tevin Coleman just missed the 100-yard mark by 3. And that's because he was a little tired, so they let Raheem Mostert get in there and go ahead and scrap for 4.9 a carry, too. Why not? George Kittle even got on the action. He ran for 18 yards. A tight end. Yeah. Tight end. That happened. The Browns defense, we knew their secondary was banged up, but I wasn't expecting this performance. I wasn't.
I am a little nervous about this running game going forward because your boy, Chad Juszczyk, out 4 to 8 weeks, knee injury, the fullback. And wherever he goes, he's lead blocking out there.
Yeah, Kyle Juszczyk is a very critical part of this game plan, and they use him quite a bit. He's involved in the running game. He's involved in the passing game. And whenever he's not out there, it does cause problems because he's such a versatile player. You don't really have many fullbacks that can do what Kyle Juszczyk can do. I do think it's going to affect him a little bit, but they were still pretty successful after they already beat the life out of Cleveland. So we'll see. I think they'll be fine.
And did you hear Freddie Kitchens after? This guy's getting fired midseason. He said,
I hope
we
he
had
does.
We had too many plays. What do you mean he had too many plays? What does that even mean?
He's not developing Baker, and he's hurting this very talented roster.
Yeah, it's super talented, but I don't know what's going on here.
George Kittle, he came back, and he had a really good game. So 6 for 70 and a touchdown, that was great. You wanted to see that. That's kind of what you were hoping to get out of Kittle whenever you drafted him earlier this year. So that was good to see him back and involved. But if anything, maybe you want to sell Kittle right now, to be honest. I don't think it's a bad idea. I don't think it's a bad idea.
He's the only guy they got in the red zone. He's fine.
Okay.
What are you getting for him? Like, if you're selling Kittle, what are you shooting for here?
If I'm selling Kittle, I'm hoping to get a decent wide receiver out of it.
So like Mike Evans.
I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility after he had a down game. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But then you get that. But then who are you starting to tight end? You're going out there streaming, Jason Witten.
Hopefully you got Will Disley and you're fine.
But that's what I'm saying. If you don't have another tight end, like it's rough sledding out there.
Yeah, but what has Kittle really given you to this point?
More than Jason Witten and these other free agent tight ends that are out there.
He's the eighth best tight end. And where you took him, you weren't expecting eighth best tight end. So
as a guy who's a Darren Waller owner and Darren Waller's on a bye, that tight end landscape out there is pretty scary.
Hey, not if you got Will Disley, baby.
All right, let's go to the Sunday night game.
Mm.
Low-scoring affair that we all saw coming here with the Chiefs and the Colts, right?
I know I did.
Yeah, everybody saw this coming. Are you nervous about Patrick Mahomes?
I'm nervous because he didn't have any of his playmakers out there, and that was very obvious. He needs a number one receiver like a Sammy Watkins or a Tyreek Hill to open things up a little bit. Their running game wasn't getting going.
Whoa. You don't believe in the Pringle? Once he pops, he don't stop.
Yeah, they popped for 13 points on Sunday night. So, yeah, I'm not really.
Pringle was 6 for 103 and a touch. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but a lot of that was first half stuff. I mean, they didn't do anything second half. I mean, your boy Travis Kelce, what did he do?
4 for 70. That's what I'm saying. Like, you want to trade Kittle, and look what Travis Kelce's doing.
Yeah, but Kelce's going to recover. He just needs a wide receiver like Tyreek Hill to open things up. They're going to be fine. They're going to be fine, but the real concern right here is the running game. The running game was atrocious.
The running game's been atrocious. Ever since Kareem Hunt got suspended, the running game hasn't been good. Damian Williams was good in the passing game last year. They haven't had a solid running game. Patrick Mahomes' ankle's starting to worry me a little bit. Because he was not mobile out there. He wasn't doing his, you know, normal Mahomes magic.
Yeah, that ankle got messed up. They taped it, and then it just got stepped on again by another one of his own guys. And he was limping real bad at the end of that game.
I mean, he was still flicking the ball 50 yards, but...
Yeah, I mean, he still threw for over 300 and a touch. I mean, I'm not worried about Patrick Mahomes. He's still otherworldly good. So,
but the problem with Patrick Mahomes, if you have Patrick Mahomes, chances are you took him in probably the first two rounds, and you're probably stressing about it a little bit right now.
As you should be. I mean, his first two receiving options, well, two out of his three first receiving options are down with injuries right now, but there is hope on the horizon, bud. Tyreek Hill might be playing this week.
He might be. All right, so let's move over to the Colts side of the ball. Marlon Mack just ran wild. He ran the ball almost 29 times for 132 yards. Didn't get any touchdowns, but they just said, run. He's on one ankle, just out there going crazy.
It was very apparent that in this game they just wanted to play keep away.
Who do you want rest of the season? Marlon Mack, James Conner? Yeah, I know.
I think I want Marlon Mack right now.
And that's not even overreaching. I mean, Marlon Mack, you know, had one down week, and that was the one where he left early.
Yeah, the Steelers are down to their third running back. But there is a little bit of hope. Jalen Samuels is going to miss the next month. So maybe you get a little bit of production out of Conner if you can't trade him.
Yeah, when you're on the third quarterback, he won't see eight men in the box every time.
Hey, just saying. Lenny was pretty successful like that.
Yeah, when he gets, because he gets 90% of the target. He plays 100% of the snaps.
Yeah, 100%.
And then pass catchers here. I think this was just a run-heavy game, and you just didn't see a lot. T.Y. Hilton really didn't do anything. Jack Doyle. Eric Ebron, we done with him? You dropping him?
No, I can't.
Why? Because you'd have to pick up, like, Jason Witten?
No, I think if there are better options out there, you totally should look at dropping Eric Ebron. Some of this.
Gerald Everett, Eric Ebron.
Everett.
Okay. That's one of the, that's going to be a hot waiver wire right now. This is something people got to look at.
Everett's had two good weeks in a row. That's the guy I think I would rather own right now.
And I do want to say something because we're getting ready to switch over to the New England game, the Thursday night game. Ben Watson did not get put on the 53-man roster, so he did get technically released by the Patriots, so he's not a Patriot. That poor dude comes out of retirement, was taking some stuff, gets suspended for four games, and the Patriots are like, eh, never mind.
Yeah, that poor dude. Poor
I'm
guy.
I'm just saying.
I don't feel bad for him. He got paid money to do nothing.
Did he get paid money, though? You don't know.
Yeah, he did.
They didn't pay Antonio Brown.
Well, that's different. That's a different situation, bud.
Yeah, and then the similar thing's going on with Chris Herndon right now because technically he is off suspension. Adam Gase said they're going to evaluate him. He might not even be active. I thought the Jets would want everything they have. Also, some other news, Sam Darnold has been cleared for contact, so he should be playing this week for the Jets.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. That's good news for the Jets pass catchers, man.
It is. Any other news you want to talk about out there before we get into Thursday night?
No, man. This game's going to be brutal, dude.
What about Mark Walton? They're going to give him a bigger role. He's going to overtake Kalen Ballage.
Well,
I know it's a Dolphin and we don't care, but
that's the problem, is that he plays for the Dolphins. And they're playing the Redskins this week, so someone has to win. And it probably still won't be Miami.
Your boy Cam Newton's out of the walking boot. He is ruled out for week six, but are you stashing him?
No.
Going forward?
No. I think they're 3-2. They're 3-0 without him. Why would they? They don't need Cam Newton right now. They're just letting McCaffrey rack up all them yards. All them yards.
Rob Gronkowski is going to be on NFL Sunday crew. He's actually going to be doing the Thursday pregame stuff. So if you're holding on to him coming back this year and redraft, just go ahead and let him go.
I love Gronk, dude. I'm stoked.
And that's really about it. Lael Collins, the tackle for the Cowboys. His MRI was good. They're hoping he's going to be back this week. That's another problem with Zeke is that his offensive line is beat up. And as good as Zeke is, he needs some dudes blocking for him because they don't have that creative of an offense.
Yeah, it's not good right now, bud.
And the Titans released Carlos Santos after he misses four field goals. And it was a little different than Robbie Gould's. These were him just shanking them. And
yeah, he had a bad game. That's understandable. I mean, the kicking game is very important, especially when you have a terrible quarterback like they do. So you need someone to be good. And outside of Derrick Henry, they don't have anyone.
And are you nervous about David Johnson? They're monitoring his back all week. It is a back injury. It's in the name of his position.
Yes, it is. That's very very observant of you, Bradley. Yes, it is in the name of his position. Yeah, he's gonna be fine. I'm not worried about David Johnson.
Okay. Would you pick up Chase Edmonds though, if you're a David Johnson owner? Is he a must add?
I think so. You have to.
Is he a must add even if you're not a David Johnson owner? As a stash away.
If you got a spot, yeah, you should totally get him. 100%.
Because some people have probably been carrying Jalen Samuels, so drop Jalen Samuels for Chase Edmonds. All right. Yeah. Let's get into Thursday Samuels night.
Going to be out for a month.
Well, any giant you want to start? Darius Slayton. How deep of a league does it have to be for you to start Darius Slayton?
16 teams.
So I was listening to some XM radio, and Brad Evans of Yahoo was on there. And he was talking about, like, they were asking him, do you start any of these giants? And he's like, let me explain it this way. He's like, I love tequila. When I go to the bar, I want tequila. Here's how it is, though. I go to the bar, I want tequila, but they're out of everything. They're down to bottom shelf, plastic bottle stuff.
Ooh, that's good stuff.
Yeah, he's like, and do you want it that bad? Are you fiending that bad that you need it? Because if not, you're not starting a single giant.
If you do that, you're a drunk. And
do the Giants score a touchdown?
I think they will score a touchdown.
What? I do. Are they going to give up a passing touchdown? They haven't given up one yet.
No, maybe Danny runs it in or they get an interception or something. Brady hasn't been incredibly great this year. So
this is a nice matchup.
He's been good in
matchups.
Yeah, and he's had plenty of them this year. He struggled against Buffalo, really. That was it. So I still expect him maybe to have a turnover or two. Or the running backs will fumble. Something will happen.
Are the Patriots defense your number one defense?
They are.
Because poor Miami and Washington are playing each other, so you can't go with the team that's playing them.
Until New England gives me a reason to believe otherwise, they are the number one defense every week.
Okay. So Brady, you starting him this week?
Yeah, it's a plus matchup for Brady.
Would you start him over Jacoby Brissett?
Yeah, Jacoby Brissett's going to be on a bye.
Oh, that's true. Duh.
I sure would.
and over Derek Carr. And over whoever starts for the Bears.
Yeah.
Would you start him over Phillip Rivers? They're playing the Steelers.
No, I still like Phillip to do some stuff there.
Okay, what about the pass catchers there at New England? Philip Dorsett still hasn't practiced. Probably doesn't look like he's going to play on Thursday. Josh Gordon, Angelin Edelman, both limited in practices, along with Rex Burkhead.
Jules is going to be an easy wide receiver too for me, and Josh Gordon's a flex. I'm not interested in Burkhead. James White is the guy there for that role. He's kind of cemented himself in that role.
Brandon Bolden?
And the only Brandon. Thanks, New England. He's their new James Devlin. Now that James Devlin's out, they're just using him.
It's the same thing as Kyle Juszczyk in the 49ers.
Oh, man. He's a special teamer that they allow to play offense because they're like, we're going to win anyway. Go for it, dude. It's frustrating. It's incredibly frustrating.
Okay. Would you start Josh Gordon?
Yeah, he's definitely worth a flex, for sure.
But you're saying flex, but everybody remember, it's a Thursday night game. Do not put those guys in your flex.
True.
Don't take away from your flexibility.
That is true. If anything, you shouldn't start him because it's a Thursday night game. And those things are weird, man. It's just like London games. You never know what's going to happen. Like the Raiders could beat the Bears for all you know.
Did you say you want to start Sony?
I think it's a good matchup for Sony, yeah. I would start him.
Okay, and he had a good game last week. Maybe they build on that, but Belichick doesn't care.
He almost had 100 yards last week. He did fine, but it's all game dependent, man. You never know what's going to be in the game script for Bill Belichick. Okay. That's why he's the best coach.
And then Mike Nugent, baby.
The Nuge, he's a must add. If you're having kicker troubles, you got to go get him.
If you're having kicker trouble, son.
I feel bad for you, son.
Yup. I have 99 problems, and about 98 of them are kicker problems.
Yeah, well, welcome to the club, bud. Kiyomi Fairburn hadn't really panned out for me this year.
He was better than Robbie Gould last week. Just saying.
Yeah, true that.
Anything else Thursday night? Are you excited to listen to Joe Buck and Troy Aikman? Is it even Joe Buck? Because there's baseball on.
It depends. In matchups like these, a lot of times they don't put these on. NFL Network take them because they're garbage. So I think that's probably what happened this week. I haven't looked to see what it's going to be on yet.
It's on Fox. Fox has these next like 8 games.
Okay.
So does Amazon.
I don't. You know, people say they hate the Joe Buck and Troy Aikman combo. I really don't mind it that much.
I don't mind it. It's just when they get repetitive. Same thing with Collinsworth.
You guys should listen to some more of these college football announcers that I listen to. They're horrible, especially in the SEC. The CBS ones are terrible.
Oh, what? Vern Lundquist?
Yeah, I don't like. I hate him. Don't like him.
Oh, dude.
Well, Vern retired.
Did he? Oh, he man. I miss him doing college.
That old turkey neck, he retired, yeah. I don't miss him.
Oh, him and Bill Rafferty got me through some college basketball.
Mm, yeah.
Ugh.
You can keep
Vern. Those dudes. Yeah. I think the problem with football announcers is that they're all national announcers.
Yeah.
When you listen to baseball and stuff, you have some national announcers. You have your ESPN crew, your Fox, you know, Joe Buck and them crew. But you have local announcers, too, that are more entwined with the game and understand more of what's going on and are there for the whole year. And because I started watching a lot of baseball, and I started listening to a lot more different local announcers. And I don't like all of them. Some of them suck. But there's some of them that are really good.
Yeah, and that's why it's really good to have, especially like college, if you live near the area, you can turn off the volume on the TV and turn up the radio. And it's really cool because then you can hear a local announcer talk about your team, and it helps get you into it a little bit more. Whereas,
yeah, if you're watching passion behind it.
Yeah, if you watch some of these national games, some of them aren't really involved. Now, that Pac-12 guy, I can't remember his name, but my gosh, is he exciting. He's the guy that they had. Yeah, he's the guy that Madden had to do for a couple of years. He's awesome. I like that dude.
It's Johnson. I can't remember his name. God dang it.
He's got breakaway from the cop speed. Yeah. That dude. Love him. Very exciting. Anyway.
Yeah, but yeah, I think it's the biggest problem. Other than that, fantasy, get back on fantasy here. We're kind of running a little short on the show.
It's fine, dude. We just did one last night. No big deal.
I know. Let's spin the wheel, though. And then we'll give you our pick. And then we'll give you our picks on the next show. Since Eric's not here, they'll give him time to do it. We'll spin the wheel now. That way we don't forget to do it. We can do it right at the beginning of the show starts up.
True that, with a baseball bat. And this week we'll make sure that everyone is activated, Brad.
You can't say anything. Obviously, I own one.
Oh, Josh's choice. Oh.
So before you make your choice, Josh. Mm-hmm. I've been kind of running this by Eric. Instead of just going with the normal positions, we can start adding some more fun to it, like rookie skill position players or players that are under 50% owned in We Pick a Site. Just something like that. If you want to, we can just do normal position this week, but something to think of going forward to maybe do some deeper dives and make it
a little harder. Let's do sophomore receivers.
So second year wide receivers.
Yep, sophomore receivers.
Well, no, you say sophomore receivers. I could take that as a tight end.
No, it's a wide receiver, yes.
Okay.
Not so a pass catcher, wide receiver.
Second year wide receivers, and this will give us a couple days to make sure we get one that's in the second year, not a third year. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, man,
let's do it. A little deeper dives for you guys. All right. And that is the show. Nice and easy.
That's just stupid.
Go ahead, Josh, send us home.
Thanks for tuning in to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. He's Brad. I'm Josh. This is the show. Eric's not here right now, but he's off in Texas doing Texas things. He can't help out because he doesn't care, apparently. Or he's busy hanging out with his wife. I don't know, rude. Anyway, you can find us on Twitter at Empty Wagon FF. That's Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We're linked on all of them, same. You can also find Brad at Tack Jones. I'm at FF Josh Hughes, and Eric is at GunsOfEld19. If you want to talk to him and talk to him about how his life is going right now, I'm sure he will give you some riveting stuff about his lack of gaming ability right now or slow internet.
Later.
Bye.